Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
I hope, Ryan Wiggins, that Donald Trump is as immediate and strong on all these issues as he campaigned on, because if ever there's been a mandate, and it's been probably the Ronald Reagan landslide since we had one like this, he's got it handed to him.
Yeah, mandates like this I didn't think were possible anymore.
I didn't either.
I thought we were just in too divided of a nation to see somebody win that many Electoral College votes, and that, well, a Republican anyway. I could have seen a Democrat maybe do it like Obama in 08, but that's rare. And to see him do this after, it's not just to see him do this, it's to see him do it after everything that he's been through. Double impeachment. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The lawfare, the entire media apparatus being against him, the government going after him, trying to bankrupt him. You know, you name it, and he's been through it. And he just won with a decisive victory.
Did you hear his attorney yesterday in response to Letitia James? Have you heard this bite yet?
No, I haven't.
So Letitia James, the AG in New York, the one that's already been suing Trump, the one that ran on the promise that she would get Trump, just elect me and I will spend my entire term just going after Donald Trump. We hate him so much. And she came out yesterday or the day before, because I played the sound yesterday, and said, we're not giving up. We will fight tooth and nail against the Trump administration and anything they try to do in the state of New York, blah, blah, blah. And here was what his lawyer, Mike Davis, said on a podcast yesterday. Cut 4.
Let me just say this to Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General. I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump in his second term, because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights, and I promise you that. So think long and hard before you want to violate President Trump's constitutional rights or any other American's constitutional rights. It's not going to happen again.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to take some grief for that. I'm glad that he said it, but I'm glad that he waited until after the election to say it, if he's going to go name calling. But that lady is nasty. She hates Donald Trump with a purple passion, and that shouldn't exist in our law enforcement mechanisms in the courts. She's the chief law enforcement officer for the state of New York. She shouldn't be singling out individuals to seek charges against them.
Yeah, it's tough to go after people legally who are using the legal system against you, because they're not technically breaking any laws, but they are violating a lot of ethics rules by doing it. Yep. And so there are enforcement mechanisms that should be in place within, you know, the not necessarily our legal system putting them in jail or anything, but just the Bar Association and things like that. They should come after people who openly campaign and say, hey, you can't say, I'm going to find a crime once you elect me. That is unethical. So you have to have some sort of enforcement against these things. And right now, I'm looking at an election as the enforcement, because that is going to take care of a lot of these problems. But there should be people calling her out on the left.
Well, there should. Maybe he's just taunting her, because he referred to her as sweetheart, and then mm-hmm. he made the weight comment.
Yep.
Maybe he's taunting her, hoping she'll try something so that a Trump Justice Department could step in and try to do something about it. I don't know. Just speculation. You wanted to talk about the Senate this morning, though, right?
Yeah. So I'm sure you guys have been watching with bated breath all these races that are being called. You know, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is now called, at least by the Associated Press. I don't know what the freaking governor of Pennsylvania is going to do. Like, get it over with,
yeah,
buddy.
Dave McCormick, right? He was the one, he beat the incumbent.
Yeah, McCormick has won that race, which puts the Republicans at 53 seats, and that's if Carrie Lake can't pull off a miracle. It doesn't look like Brown will be able to in Nevada. That would be another Republican victory. It doesn't look like he's going to get it, though. Carrie Lake still has a path. It's unlikely, but it's very possible.
I don't know that it's unlikely. She was polling 57 to 43 on the last 70,000 votes they released. If she maintains that pattern in Maricopa County, there are over 450,000 votes they haven't counted yet. If for every 70,000 she picks up 10,000 votes, she could win. She's only down 43,000 votes right now.
Yeah, it's still very possible. I still think it's unlikely, because everything does still have to break her way.
Yes.
Although the numbers do look like they're there.
It looks like they could.
So that could happen. But let's say that she doesn't and Republicans have 53 seats. If we get 54, man, that'd be awesome. But 53 is really, really good for a year like this, because you didn't know about Ohio. Definitely didn't know about Pennsylvania. So picking up that extra seat alone is great. Looking ahead, though, now they're going to have the majority, hopefully, in the House, too, for now at least 2 years. Which means 2026 comes along. Okay, President Trump is still president. He would then hope to still have a Republican Congress. We don't know anything about the House. That's down the road. But we can predict a little bit more about the Senate and what it'll look like in the last 2 years of Trump's second term.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it looks pretty good. I keep hearing, oh, it's not as good of a map for Republicans. Well, that's true. This was a really good map. But in 2026, Republicans are defending North Carolina. They're defending Maine, which Susan Collins, you never know with her.
No.
You really don't.
No.
But let's say, and Ohio, because J.D. Vance's seat will be up at that point. But that's three seats. Let's say all those go wrong. Republicans still would be at 50-50 then and still have the majority with the presidency. They're also defending, though, Michigan, Virginia, don't think those will go Republican in an off year, but they will be have to defend them. And Georgia. Georgia really could be a pickup for Republicans.
So the Democrats then have to defend, that you're saying they have to defend those.
They have to defend Michigan, Virginia, New Hampshire technically too, yeah. But I don't think these are going Republican. But Georgia. Huh. Georgia's a big one.
Yeah, it's true. And he won Georgia overwhelmingly.
Exactly. So even if everything goes completely sideways and they don't get any of these things to break their way, they still will have a 50-50 technical majority for two more years of Trump's presidency.
Who's the other senator down there? Not Warnock. Who's the other one that won? I can't remember his
Ossoff?
Name. Yeah, is that it?
John Ossoff?
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember which one will be up, but one of those two.
It wouldn't be Warnock won last time, right? 22?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you think that this impacts voter turnout for especially midterm elections, but even in 4 years? You know, with Trump, I think a lot of people went to the polls who really never voted. I mean, we had that 95-year-old woman we interviewed earlier this week, Betty.
Betty, yeah.
Who voted for the first time ever in her life. And she didn't like Trump before. And she now obviously changed her tune and was saying, we have to get Trump in office. Do you think that there's just so much divisiveness? The Democrats are so terrified of a Trump presidency and Republicans in power that will drive them to want to vote in a couple years. And then you have the Republicans who are scared to give up control because we've seen what happens when you have a liberal in power.
2026 should be a good Democrat year. They're going to have 2 years of incessant complaining about the things that Donald Trump's going to do. And he's going to do hard things. He's not going to be just in there trying to make everybody happy. And, you know, he's now going to be a lame duck president.
Mm-hmm.
So he can do pretty much whatever he wants.
Yeah, but if they work, if people feel like prices are going down at the grocery store, if prices are going down at the gas pump, that could work to our advantage.
And it could. It's just that the anger and hatred of that guy is so palpable, and the media is not going to give up. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going
in a non-general election year. It'll be a little tougher than it was this year.
You know, all the women who have shaved their heads in protest of Trump being elected, their hair may grow back by then. They could shave it again if the Republicans maintain power.
They could. Like Samson, they'll get their power back.
That's right. That is exactly right. Hey, where's Delilah?
So real quick, I want to mention, because I mentioned it before, we are going to, Kim and Carl and I are going to be in the Florissant Veterans Day Parade this Sunday at 1 p.m., this is sponsored by Kassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We'll be riding in the back of a pickup truck in the Veterans Day Parade. The weather's looking beautiful, sunny, 60 degrees. Can't wait. Kim's bringing the family.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. We'll get to see Easton and Michael.
Yep.
So
we'll be there.
Carl's going to be there. Is Nicole coming with you, Carl?
She is.
All right.
Oh, and
awesome.
Tomorrow's her birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Nicole Middleman.
28, I hear.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So you will not be there Sunday, but you are going to the Edwardsville Parade on Monday,
we're
right?
going to be in the Edwardsville Veterans Day Parade, which starts at 3 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, we is in
the Annie Fry Show. I do believe some of the Annie Fry Show will be there Sunday, too, though.
They don't have a cardboard cutout of you that they could put in the truck? For the
we can work
show?
On that. Maybe we can paste my face over
the Trump cutout.
You've got a couple of them in there, so you
I
can
do.
Spare one.
I should bring one and put it in the back of the truck.
That would be pretty funny.
But I know most of the folks up there. And Sue Thomas is coming, and she's bringing Oscar.
Nice.
So that's going to be really
Easton
cool.
Will love that.
Yeah, that's very cool. But the Reardon Show, I believe, is going to be there. So we'll all be represented in the Florissant Veterans Day
Just
Parade.
Just Oscar, Sue?
She told me I'm not bringing both. Okay, that's a handful. It was funny last time she brought him because his legs are so short. He had to get up on the little wheel well of the truck to look over top of the side of the truck to see what was going on. So
he thinks it's all for him.
He does.
Well, I apologize in advance if my son chases your dog around.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that will work because mine is a football that will just want to tackle.
Yeah, that's true.
So we may keep them apart.
All right. Ryan, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.